President Biden has announced a bipartisan deal based on a pared-down infrastructure plan that would make a start on his top legislative priority and validate his efforts to reach across the aisle. But the president acknowledges Democrats will likely have to tackle much of his remaining agenda alone. The pared-down plan, with around $1 trillion in new and existing spending, has rare bipartisan backing and could open the door to the president's more sweeping $4 trillion proposals later on, to include child care and efforts to fight climate change. Despite this win, Politico reports Democrats are starting to grow more pessimistic about the president's chances of success, with more Dems telling pollsters the country is now headed on the wrong track as election reform and other efforts stall.
Dimitri talked about this new deal and the growing negativity with Politico national political correspondent David Siders.
Well, I think it's a huge breakthrough. It speaks to where we are in Washington, that having even an agreement with 10 people where the parameters still aren't really set is a huge achievement. But I think it is, given the gridlock in Washington. It's close to $600 billion in new spending. This is traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, other projects like that. And I think that's a big deal.
What about the piece that is going to be a lot tougher? Not that this was easy. This was months of negotiations. But the human infrastructure, as it's called, childcare, environment, and so forth, it seems that that is a tougher sell for many lawmakers.
Right. That's going to be the hangup. So here we have all the things that Democrats have really been clamoring for. You go back to the campaign last year, and Democrats were not so much about roads, bridges, and traditional infrastructure. They were talking about these, what Biden would call the softer human infrastructure projects that would have to be done by reconciliation, the second big spending bill that Democrats are clamoring for.
Let's not discount the infrastructure story, but also bring up and elevate your pretty deep dive into the thoughts of Democratic activists. And the word jaded is one that's coming up. What's going on? Is there a lot of disappointment?
I think so, in part because the expectations were so high. You go back to November and Democrats had swept Trump out of office. And I think there was a feeling on the left, even though they knew that the margins were so close in Congress, that with the pandemic going on and Biden promising this, FDR-like presidency, that the emergence from the pandemic might not just be what it's been today, but be expansive. And instead, there's been, I think, what they see as a lot of gridlock in Washington. And so this shows up in a couple of different ways, most notably, I think, in the right track, wrong track polling, where more Democrats now are saying the country is on the wrong track than they did a few months ago.
What are the fears for next year if the party doesn't break through the logjam?
Well, the fear is that if Democrats see this as Washington as usual and have no motivation to get out next year, that depresses turnout. So we're a long way from that. Things can change. Maybe this infrastructure bill passes. Maybe there's another reconciliation bill. Things start getting done and Democrats get excited. But, hanging over the midterms is this understanding that one of the big motivators in 2020, which was getting rid of Trump, is no longer there for Democrats. And so the question is, what do they have to offer in the midterms? And that's why voter enthusiasm is at a premium.
Are the Republicans actually somehow playing from a position of strength? That's really hard to imagine, given many of the lawmakers who are now made in Donald Trump's image are not even focused on legislating as much as stirring up issues among their constituents, critical race theory and such that gets voters riled up. Kind of added as my list of questions as to how strong or weak the Republicans are.
There's a reason that the party out of the White House does well in first midterms historically, and that's because that is a strong position to be at, where you're just resisting, you don't have to get things done. I mean, think about why these Democrats are frustrated with what's, a functional Democratic majority in Washington. They're frustrated because things aren't getting done. Well, if you're a Republican, resist, 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 because you don't have an imperative to get anything done, at least politically. And so you can spend your days talking about cancel culture and critical race theory, whatever you want to talk about, you don't have to legislate. Biden has ticked down just a couple of points in the polling averages. That might just be because we're the first few months of the presidency, and this is kind of a natural cycle of things, but it's something to watch.
We had Joe Biden come in as the man who was going to at least bring stability, but he was very much thought of as a moderate. And then he threw out all these huge FDR-like proposals, and progressives got really animated and jazzed. Now are we seeing Joe Biden revert to what we thought he was all along, or maybe the jury's still out?
I think the jury's still out. You still see huge coalitions of Democrats united behind Biden. Polling average has him ticking down a couple of points from his March high, but it's still good. It's above 50%. And given how polarized things are, that's a strong approval rating. And among Democrats, it's very high. But that right track, wrong track number, when you look at it in conjunction with the approval rating, is interesting, because the approval rating is, how do you think the president's doing right now? Right track, wrong track speaks to something in the future. And how do you feel about where we're going? So I think that the fact that growing numbers of Democrats are pessimistic, that should be concerning to Democrats.
Politico's David Siders on Skype.